Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning, right here on the News and Talk Sonoma County, KSRO 1350 Radio. And we are delighted to be here. Say it's going to rain, but we're looking outside the studio. It's all blue sky here. So, but I guess it could
It looks gorgeous out there.
I know.
There,
it can shift later on into the afternoon.
Yeah, but according to my phone, 1 o'clock, 60% chance of rain.
1 o'clock.
So if
okay.
You got yard
put
work
it on your
to
countdown.
Do,
yeah, do it quick.
If you got yard work to do,
get out there and get out there and get to getting.
That is after you listen to the Real Estate Show.
That's right. That's right. I have a friend of mine, you know, who mines his vineyards and does all of his work outside. He's got a little, you know, thing he walks around with, and he hears my whole show. So, you know, there's other ways you can work and hear us at the same time, guys.
Good point.
Yeah.
So you just talked them into working.
Get it on your app. Get it on your iPhone and put it on the, get your headsets on. You can walk around, put it in your pocket and listen to the Real Estate Hour, as I'm sure a lot of people are doing right now. And, I'm just going to say one time, why do we have this replay in New York when they can't get it right? I mean, Joe and I were talking the Giants game last night. And, this showed the guy was safe. I mean, it was panic was coming in from third base. This guy, the catcher totally misses him. You know, he doesn't get close. And they called him out after the replay, after they looked at it in New York.
Yeah, but the replay has worked on a lot of things, but it's less frustrating before replay because the umpire only had one look at it. And if he blew the call, he blew the call. But the replay officials, that's what they're there for, to look at it over and over again.
And they did get it right.
And I told you, me and my daughter were looking at it. We were waiting for the one angle, and then they showed that angle, and we both said at the same time, he's safe.
I know, really.
And, and they ended up losing by one
run. They even showed it on the screen. You know,
and the crowd reacted.
And the crowd, and it was all the Giants fans who were going, yay, because you didn't hear any of the Padres saying, yeah, that was, you know, we're okay. Anyway, but so.
Well, yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Anyway, we onward and upward. Go Giants. I was telling Joe I got like 3 club level seats this year I bought from a friend of mine. So if you haven't been down to the, and I don't know how many people have been down to the stadium by now, but we go. The nice thing about living in the North Bay is you can take the ferry from Tiburon or assume Larkspur, and you go, it just drops you right off at the park, and you walk out, and then you go up, and it's just a great experience. I mean, versus the Athletics, I mean, that is a pit. That is a unadulterated pit. You know, and I'm sorry if you're an A's fan. You can be an A's fan all you want to, but your stadium sucks. I mean,
is this one of those things that's the opinion of Mike Kelly?
Well, whatever. I mean, I don't care. You know, but my friend John Duran, he took me down. He loves the A's. He's got great seats. He's been going for years. And I guess when the Raiders came back, they cut the view out because they had to have more seats for Mr. Davis. So I guess they call it Mount Davis because it totally obliterated what used to be a gorgeous stadium with a beautiful view. Now it's this bowl that's a pit. It's hot in there, and it just, yeah.
And the Raiders are going to leave again.
Yeah, so now they're going to Vegas. Yeah, way to go. Okay, well, welcome to the show. So open house today. I'm going to be down at a home I have in Rohnert Park, 1446 Gregory Court. I'm going to be there 1 to 4 o'clock, which is our usual hours. And the property is priced at $529. It's just a gorgeous, home, 3 bedrooms, 2 bath. My owner, she is furiously working to get this property to the market. We had little glitches during the last week. We had the Rohnert Park tour on Thursday, and we kind of caught her in not the best presentation, but that's okay. She's a single mom, really working hard to get this house on the market to sell, and she's done some really nice things, right? Remodeled the kitchen, beautiful cabinets. This is incredible stove, six burner stove. I mean, just a great property. Island kitchen, nicely landscaped corner lot. The price is $529. It's a heck of a deal in Rotem Park. It's in the G section. So the best way to get there, you can just take golf course all the way up, and just cross over, go east of Snyder, and then just follow the property up to Gavin. You make a right on Gavin and come on down to the property. You'll see my open house sign, so I'll have them out there. Coming from Santa Rosa, you can come up Pelling Pell Road, make a right on Snyder, then go down, and you'll see the open house signs. But a great little property, single level. The landscape in the back, she has a beautiful spa. She has a neat little garden shed, nice garden area. On the side of the house, there's a deck. You know, which is covered, which would make a great area for outdoor entertaining, especially in the summertime. And she's even got a tree fort in the front of the property, in the front of the house. I think you could probably rent it for $400 a night, Joe, as a VRBO. But that was kind of all the realtors go. So how much for the tree fort, Mike? Say, well, in this marketplace is a rental. Hey, why not? You know, summertime, who needs walls, right? But a great little property. Come down and see me today. I'll be there 1 to 4. And once again, the price is $529. 1446 Gregory Court. And like I said, I'll be there between 1 and 4 today. So come on by and check it out. Number of things we're going to chat about today is, we're going to kind of look at the loans being made. And if you're a buyer and you're trying to get a government loan, the odds are against you, unfortunately, especially if you're trying to get a VA loan. And, we've had some dealings with that in the last week. And, agents are getting very frustrated representing VA buyers. And, I can see why. We all want to do our part to support our vets. But in this marketplace, guys, it's the odds are against you. And, you need to kind of do some special things. We had a number of scenarios with this one offer, which just did not want to work out. But I'm going to come back. We're going to chat about just how many, what the breakdown of the loans are in the marketplace. And if you're out there, if you're an agent and you're representing a VA buyer, it's going to be somewhat frustrating for you. And so you better make sure that your client is aware of that. We've had scenarios before where we've had them come through and, the sellers, when you get a cash deal and then you get a conventional loan and then you get a VA loan, number one, this gets into a bidding frenzy lately. So we're seeing properties going for, way over the asking. So you get a lot of, competitive agents out there. And, if you're a vet, there's certain things that go with the property. One of those is that you have to clear the Section 1. Now, either party could do it. But the problem is that it puts that into the fix with things, where if you're getting a conventional loan or cash, okay, you don't even have to deal with that. All right. You don't write the contracts up and refer to a pest report. Unfortunately, with the VA, you've got to disclose that and put that in the contract. So there's a lot of issues with that. We'll come back and talk about that. We'll do a breakdown. And then there's I was really involved with duplexes for the last 2 or 3 months. So we're going to chat about the 2 to 4 unit marketplace and see how that looks. Okay. And then we can, we'll kind of get in some numbers on that and why it's so competitive right now. 40% of the properties that were lost in Coffee Park were allegedly rental properties. All right, so you kind of wonder, where did all those people go? That's a whole lot of people. Did they move in with each other? are they going to rebuild all those units? Are those units being sold? We talked about lot sales last week, and they were, when you looked at Coffee Park, I think they pretty much settled out there. There's very little on the market relative to the Northeast. What's happening in the Northeast is that the ones that are on the market are increasing, and the pending and the continued shows are have decreased dramatically, and we have about 100 lots that have sold and closed. So there's a lot of stuff in escrow that was sitting there, but now it's all pretty much been digested into a sold, maybe prematurely. Maybe those people bought because it was a speculative thing. They got in there, they bought a lot, and now they're looking at what they got. Maybe they're in that, unfortunately, in that benzene area. So now there are lots of, not really necessarily unbuildable, but it's going to be maybe a while before they can build and occupy the property. And then also, a lot of these lots themselves, for what they want to build, they're finding out they can't do that. So we're seeing them sitting on the market. Prices are coming down. The amount of the actives are ballooning up because nobody's buying them. That's what it looks like in the Northeast area. In the Coffee Park area, I think that's been kind of done also. They have only like 15 properties on the market there. So things are kind of shaking out. Things are starting to get, you know, coalesce, and hopefully people will move forward. So we'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
What will you build? What will be your legacy? How will you make the world a better place? If you're searching for an answer to these questions, Habitat for Humanity can help. It's a curious thing, thought Habitat for Humanity. We build houses and something more, something extraordinary. A Habitat build site is where laying one foundation can transform a neighborhood. Where painting a room colors an entirely new outlook on life. Where installing a window offers a clearer vision of the future. Where renovating a home can renew a community. Where setting a level can balance a life. You see, Habitat for Humanity builds houses and so much more. So what will you build? Visit habitat.org.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.com, and all sorts of other ways to probably hear us. The call-in numbers, which I forgot to give, Joe, 636, actually call-in number, 636-1350. Really hard to remember, right? 636-1350. If you got any questions or comments or keep it clean.
No dumb question
at gmail.com is one good way if you have a question that you wish to get an answer. sick no dumb question at gmail.com, because in real estate there are no dumb questions, just questions. And you know, I'm really, really interesting that I have this wave of listeners I'm working with, and this person that owns the house that I'm having to open today, which is 11446 Gregory Court, Roanoke Park. She's a long-term listener, and then I'm working with about two or three other folks that are listeners too. So thank you very much. You know, I am a hardworking realtor. I was voted the best of 2018 by the Bohemian for agent brokerage. So that's kind of cool. And that was fun. I didn't know I was even running, Joe. Next thing I knew, hey, you won. I go, what? What did I win? You know, because you hear this stuff. We get realtors get approached all the time. You won. Yeah, right. What did I win? You know, you win a subscription too. Yeah, right. Which I have to pay for. Yeah. Or the one is like, remember there used to be the who's who, and there was always used to be who, what? Don't you looking at me that way for? You don't remember who's who? Oh, come on. Everybody remember. Well, I guess you have to be a certain age cohort. But they used to have this publication. He was featured in Who's Who and all this kind of stuff. And with realtors, they were always had a who's who. And it only cost you $1,500 a year to be in the who's who, you know, that kind of thing. So it was kind of a glory vanity press, so to speak. But anyway, but give us a call if you have any questions, 636-1350. And that no dumb question at gmail.com is a good way to start a conversation. That's the no dumb question at gmail.com. And if there's any number of ways you can get a hold of me. My email is very simple, guys. It's mike@mikekelly.com. It don't get any easier than that, I guess, right? Of course, if it was Pasquini, you'd have to learn how to spell Pasquini, and that's another issue altogether.
Well, there's several ways to spell Kelly.
There's only one way. That's K-E-L-L-Y. All right?
Yeah, I got you to spell it.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. No E in there. No, that's a Northern Ireland, I think, because my parents came from County Cork, which was in the southern portion, where everybody left Ireland. That's how they got out of there. They all went to County Cork and got on the ships and came to New York. And then the Italians came, and the Irish were here. They were like the low scumbags of the, you know, everything. They got all the bad jobs and everything. And then thank God the Italians came in. And they got all the other scum jobs, and the Irish were kind of elevated. But that's how the immigration thing was going. So my dad was Irish, my mom was Italian. So, hey, he got it both ways, right? Yeah, what's that?
What a combination.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's San Francisco treat, man. You know, my dad was raised in the Avenues. My mom was raised in North Beach. And don't get any more San Francisco than that. And all those Irish, the Irish that were raised in the Avenues, they sound like they were raised in New York. They had the accent. You ever heard anybody who's from San Francisco that's they got this, hey, how you doing? Nice doc. What's up? No, they seriously, anybody that knows San Francisco knows that. You know, and that's one of the things about the Avenue, especially with the Irish guys. They all sound like they're raised in the Bronx or something, you know? But it's kind of interesting. I digress. Okay, let's chat about what are we going to chat about first? I don't know. Oh, you know, I did a talk about, there's any number of ways you can look for property if you want to, if you're searching for homes. One of those is my website I have, which is called Great Estates of Sonoma County. And we're probably inundating you with way too many websites today and emails and all that stuff, but we're going to do it anyway. It's Great Estates of SonomaCounty.com. And if you want to look for property, you can go on there and search. And, you know, I have some featured properties there. It's a great way to look for property. And it's all like real-time stuff. It's not any delayed, you know, properties. I can't believe how many buyers I run into who are calling me on my properties and saying, hey, is that property still available? I go, how did you hear about it? Well, I read it in Homes and Land. Now, there's no problem with Homes and Land. I love Homes and Land. I advertise in Homes and Land. I do a full page in there every month. But that's not how you look for property, right? You need to get with the realtor, and you need to get on some sort of a drip system where you're getting active real-time alerts to properties that are coming up on the market. Now, a lot of people go to Zillow and some other things like that, and they look around. And that's fine, but you know, if your realtor is really going to be working with you, they should have you on a drip system. But what happens we find is that buyers always think there's another place where they're going to find that property nobody knows about. Okay, it doesn't exist. Okay, it doesn't exist. Okay, you're going to think you found it because you went to this obscure site, and I've had people call me, well, what about this property for sale that's 4.5 acres? I go, what are you talking about? And they go, yeah, it says your name right here. I had it on the market 4 years ago. And the thing about a lot of these websites is that they're called aggregators, and all they do is put together large amounts of listings, and it doesn't matter if they're active. They could have been active at one time, but they're still showing them as active because they don't really have a real-time MLS interface where when it changes in the MLS, it changes someplace else, all right? So, you know, if you're going to be looking at a property, you really need to get a relationship with a realtor who, you know, you guys can sit down together and say, okay, what is it you're looking for? You know, and really be honest with your realtor. There's a lot of buyers who think it's a strategy, a game, where they're not going to tell their realtor everything that they should know to put together an offer, like they have more money. Or they really want a house that's $700,000, but they're looking at houses for $500,000. You know, this kind of thing. So, guys, you know, there's a reason why, you know, we like to sit down and have a consultation with you, and that's to find out really what you're looking for and for all parties to be on the same page. Because if we're at our realtor meeting on Tuesday and we're out networking with other realtors and we're in the flow of the business, is what your realtor should be doing. We want to know that, hey, Joe's looking for a house up to $700,000 in the Northeast area, 2,000 square feet, single level. What do you got coming up? And that's how a lot of it's done, all right? And then there's also being attuned to the MLS. So when something does come up, you can get in there and take a look at it. Now, in this marketplace, you have those, and you've heard me talk about it before, that put a house in the market, wait a week, then look at offers. Okay, so if that happens to you, okay, fine. Then you're going to be able to take a look at the property. Hopefully, there's reports on file so you can do a lot of your due diligence during that week while they're waiting to accept offers. So when you make your offer, you can go in and say, hey, we're taking your property subject to the pest report. We're taking it to subject to the home inspection that you had done. You know, we're not going to have any contingencies for inspections. We've been pre-approved for our loan. You know, all we want to do is get an appraisal. And if you feel good about that, you have the cash to rock and roll, then maybe you drop the appraisal. So you can go in, you know, with a good solid offer. And, you know, it's all between you and your realtor and the information you have in front of you as to how you want to structure that. But some people come in with no contingencies. They've already got their loan approved, not, you know, a pre-qual, none of that BS, okay, where they actually have credit approval from the underwriter ready to go, okay? When you have that, all you really need is a preliminary title report, a contract, okay, then you're ready to go. Appraisal will be done, but if you've got the cash and you feel you can go ahead and get the property with, you know, if it comes in a little less than what you bid on the property, that's cool. You can do that. All right. So let me say this. We got to take a break. Right, Joe? Mm-hmm. For the news, and we'll come back and chat more about the real estate market. We'll come back and talk about some loans that are going on and why government loans are getting harder and harder to do. Right back after these words.
Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
More Russian sanctions coming, says American ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, following weekend airstrikes on Syria targeting chemical weapons facilities. Sanctions will be aimed at companies dealing with equipment connected to President Assad and chemical weapons.
I think everyone is going to feel it at this point. I think everyone knows that we sent a strong message, and our hope is that they listen to it.
The U.S. ambassador on CBS's Face the Nation. A new ABC News Washington Post poll has President Trump's highest approval ratings in a year, 40%, still worse than most modern presidents at the same time in their terms. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on ABC's This Week.
At the end of the day, this president will be judged on probably two big things, the economy and national security, two things we feel very confident this president has been a strong leader on.
Up to a foot of snow could pile up in parts of the U.S. midsection as a storm moves from the plains into the Great Lakes area. Utilities report over 170,000 power outages just in Michigan. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
A couple of light, rainy days ahead, including today, high 58, 53 on the coast. A bit cloudy and drizzly tonight, low 40, 42 on the shores. Occasional showers for Monday at 56, 52 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, though, mostly sunny at 63, 57 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour. Don't forget that we are the Warrior Station. We'll have the playoffs start, what, tomorrow night?
Actually, they started yesterday.
Yeah, they won by 20.
They beat San Antonio rather easy, and game two is tomorrow night. 7 o'clock pregame.
You would never know it, by the way, they've been playing the last week or two.
They said they turned on a switch. I guess they can do that. They're good enough to turn on the switch.
Now it's for real, right? Yeah.
This is what they've been waiting for.
You got it. So stay tuned to KSRO for all your Warrior Station, all that kind of good. So are we going to carry the Raiders when they're in Vegas?
That hasn't been decided.
I don't think. Will they be carried in California?
I don't think it'd be a bad idea. Because the Raider fans will obviously.
The Raiders, really. Okay, let's look at some government loan stuff. All right, so, I feel the frustration of all the vets out there and the agents who are representing the veterans. The amount of loans they did for VA. You know, when you look at the context of how many sales we made last year, how many, and how many were the loan breakdowns. We had 358 sales last month for the entire county, which ain't much. All right. And of those, cash was there about 122 cash deals. That's 34% of the market is cash. So, number one, you're going up against cash deals. And if you're getting a loan, then obviously going up against cash just screws everything up. I mean, cash, you don't have to have an appraisal. You don't have to worry about loan docs. You don't have to worry about, underwriting issues, an appraisal finding something at the property. Cash is cash, guys. Cash, you walk in, get your inspections if you want to, and you rock and roll and close it. We've seen some sales where they've been way over the asking, quick, like 10-day closes because they're cash. Minimal inspections and this kind of thing. Don't know if I recommend that. myself, unless there's a lot of reports on file that are contemporary, that are have been done within the last maybe month, and that you can really take a look at. If you have some time in which they're looking at offers, you know, maybe a week, so you can look at those reports and then make a really great offer, a strong offer. We're seeing that a lot. The hot price points are like $550 to, say, $8, and then $1 million to $1.5 million. And they're just rocking and rolling. So, you know, when you look at the cash, 34% of the market is cash. It's been, you know, it goes between like 28, 30, 34%, you know, is a pretty significant number. And a lot of that, I think, is because of the fire settlements. You know, people actually have the cash money now. They're coming out of their property. They may have settled for their insurance. They're going to keep the lot maybe in the Northeast area, have it as an asset. Maybe they're selling it. Regardless, they're coming in with cash money, and that's why you see that percentage so high. Then conventional loans make up 56% of the marketplace. So you can see right off the bat, guys, that, you know, 80% of the marketplace, you know, 90% of the marketplace is either cash or conventional. So if you're looking to do anything else, you're going up against that big block where most of the people are either they're conventional financing, which means they're non-government, or they are cash. Now, so the conventional people got to worry about the cash, but all the government people got to worry about the conventional and the cash. So, yeah, 90% of the marketplace does not want anything to do with you if you're a government, and that's FHA and VA. Okay. Now, FHA, for the month of March, we did a total of 18, which is about 5% of the marketplace. VA, 2. VA, 1, 2. 2. 2 deals. Okay. And now, this is as reported in our MLS. Now, there could be other VA deals that are done with, you know, outside the MLS, whatever. But there's only 2. So that's less than 1%. Of the marketplace. So you can see how hard it is to get a government loan, FHA or VA, you know, basically approved. Now, the problem with FHA is sometimes the FHA appraisers are really tough on a house. They look at the house if there's peeling paint, you know, just any number of issues, obvious dry rot, this type of thing. They're going to call it. So then you have to usually repair it. I had one deal one time, I've told you about it on the show before, where we had these two houses, and we were all freaking out about the main house because you could walk across the floor, Joe, and it was like a trampoline. You know, and there was definitely a pest issue. The buyers were aware of that. They said, fine, we're gonna rehab the house anyway. The appraiser, FHA guy, comes, goes through both units, comes out, looks at me, and he goes, those are great units, Mike. And he goes, you see that barn over there? I said, yeah. And he goes, tear that down. It's a health hazard. So we ended up having to tear down a barn. But that's the way kind of FHA works. They look, you know, for those kind of issues. VA gets to the thing where the house has to be free of any active infestation or dry rot. So that has to do with the pest report. A lot of sellers think that they have to take care of that. Okay, you don't. Things have changed, you know, since the old days where the seller, the vet couldn't pay anything, where the seller had to deal. Well, now it's where anybody really can pay for it. But the issue sometimes you have is in with some properties is that the VA buyers are going after properties where that's been on the market for a while. There's a reason why it's been on the market for a while. It could be condition. It could be that maybe there isn't a pest report and people are freaking out like crazy that they're going to get a deal with the VA. And then they got to, you know, pay for all the pest report. They got to pay for the pest report itself, which can be also taken care of by somebody else. There's just a lot of reasons, and there's a lot of it is older, you know, thinking. But also sometimes you have a property like the one I have had in Oakmont where we have tenants in place and the people who own the property, it was two trusts, did not really want to disturb the tenants. They were nice tenants, long-term tenants. Their listing or their lease expired the 1st of October. So the problem with this, with the VA deal or any pretty loan or conventional deal is that usually the lender, okay, tells the borrower you have to occupy that property 60 days after it closes. So in our case, that would have left us 60 days, you know, because we had a tenant in place and it just was not going to happen. So there's some issues regarding that you all always have to consider. And, you know, most agents will put, if you have a rental property, will put the rental agreement, you know, and the cash flow analysis into the listing, which this one did on Oakmont. But, you know, the agents really wanted to see if they could put something together. It didn't happen because of the tenant issue and all that kind of stuff. But it's just real, real tough. So if you're a vet out there, I'm not trying to, you know, be too discouraging, but, you know, you need to understand what's going on. And you may wish to maybe wait until this market abates a little bit. The dead of winter is a great time to be buying a property if you're a vet because there's not that much competition. But right now, coming into the spring, when you have a market which is 34% cash, 56% conventional, 90% of the market, and then, you know, FHA is the other player in the government arena. In VA, we only have two properties, you know, that have closed. It's going to be tough. So just, you know, being realistic in the marketplace never hurts. You know, you're going to have to just, you know, either buck it up or just say, well, let's wait, let's hold off, or look for a property that's been on the market for any number of months that maybe has some issues, you know, and try to see what you can do with that. So just be aware of that when you're looking, you know, the lay of the land is always the issue when it comes to presenting an offer that's going to get, you know, accepted. And in this case, when you look at what's being done as far as what loans are being made, conventional is probably the way to go. All right. Thank you. Yeah, I went to Coffee Joe Reach for his phone, so a little delay there.
It was a good timing.
Yeah, it was good timing, not a good timing. But, you know, when you look at the amount of sales that were made, and you do the breakdown, you know, people always tout the FHA rehab loan, the 203K, and I think that is done a lot after the fact than during the escrow period, because it hardly ever comes up as a reported sale in our MLS. You know, exchanges, they had like two in March. Basically, you know, even private money, there were only four sales. So you can see there's, you know, this is a cash-dominated market and conventional loan-dominated market. So just be aware of that, you guys, okay, when you're out there writing offers. You know, it'll just, you know, save you a lot of frustration and all that good stuff. Okay, so don't forget the open house today, 1446 Gregory Court. I want you to all come down. I've had really good response. You know what? I had that furniture for sale. We had a bunch of people come through. We had a listener who ended up getting the piano, you know, for her grandkids and that kind of stuff. And, man, it took four guys to move that piano out of that. Maybe it was one of those little spinet things, you know, but God, they weigh. That thing must have weighed 400 pounds. It was just amazing. So I'm counting on you listeners to come down to look at this property on Gregory Court, 1446 Gregory Court in Rotor Park. It's in the G section because in Rotor Park, that's how they do things down there. The A section and the B section and, you know, and I guess there's a C section, which is... What's that? There's a D, you know, yeah, there's an F and all that kind of stuff, yeah. But the it kind of goes by the age, too. A and B is the oldest part, you know, of Rotor Park. And remember, Rotor Park it was named after a seed company. Okay, that was a seed company, that whole area out there where Rotor Park. Matter of fact, I have original marketing material that was given to me by Arliss Gerke that her dad, Wilbur, had, and Wilbur was one of the like first realtors, I think, in Sonoma County. Real nice guy. He passed away years ago, but he was a, you know, a vet, and he had to talk turkey with Gerke, Wilbur Gerke Real Estate, right on College Avenue, but he gave me some of the original marketing material for Rotor Park. It was really interesting to see, you know, they go, this will be the city hall and all this kind of stuff, and they never did have a downtown. So what are they trying to do nowadays? get it downtown. They're doing that whole area, which is, it's you know, it's kind of nice. They're pretty aggressive. The most homes that are going to be built are going to be in Runner Park. You know, that whole area, you know, the university district, and then you're going to be building out towards Pelham Hill Road, and then over on by the old HP site out there, they're going to be building all around there. So another, I think, 4,000 homes to be built in Runner Park. But, you know, we had a really interesting talk on, and my Gregory Court is 529. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock, so come by and see me. It's in the Press Democrat today. Where's our PD? Do we have a PD today? No PD? Were they cut back?
No. Yeah, I'm worried about it, so I just was probably down at the other end.
Oh, good. So way at the other end.
The construction.
Yeah. Speaking of. Okay, we'll take a break. Check the Press Democrat for the ad. It's in the PD. Come by and see me today, 1446 Gregory Court. We'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Well, we had an interesting panel at our realtor breakfast. We'll talk about that. We had Mr. Keith Christofferson get up and talk about the building that's going on and why it's going to take a little longer than we all thought. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
One of my all-time heroes, Kinky Friedman.
Got a phone call from my shrink, Willie Nelson, 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, what are you doing, Kinky? I said, well, I'm watching Matlock. He said, turn Matlock off and start writing, Kinky.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We're back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. Joe made a great comment, but I can't say what it is.
The sun's going away.
It's going to rain. Yeah. It's going to rain any second now. Yeah, it's getting clouded over, right? So, anyway, but you can still come down and see me today, 1446 Gregory Court, Runner Park. Come down and see me. The price is $529. Heck of a deal. Single-level home, 3 bedrooms and 2 bath, really nicely done, remodeled inside. Great pellet stove, which is very efficient and keeps you nice and warm and cozy. And beautiful landscaping. It's on a corner lot right down from the park. The park is literally a half block down the street. So very cool. You can take your doggy down there and play around in the park and all that good stuff. Prices, like I said, $529. I'll be there 1 to 4 o'clock. Just follow my open house signs. It's off Snyder Lane to, where is it? Not Country Club. Yeah, I think it's Country Club. And to Gavin. So come by and see me. I'll be there. All right. So the and then next week, I think we might be in our new studio. Who knows, right? So maybe you're not. Yeah, it'll be interesting. So if you hear a lot of silence next week, it's because Joe doesn't know how to use the board, and he's trying to get used to it. So that'll be interesting.
Hopefully somebody would notice the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully somebody will call it. So, you know, we've been I have a duplex that I was we're closing here, I think, in another week. And it was over off of Kenneth Court, over off Lance Drive. Really nice little unit. You know, and was listed for $695. We got pretty well close to that. the three bedroom and a two bath, and then a two bedroom and a one bath. I've been looking in that Market Brain place for the last 3-4 months. I had a gal who was trying to do an exchange out of some units up in Lake County, and ended up at the last minute kind of going to Colorado to find a house so we could bury the money, because she was going to take a capital gains hit of like $100,000. So she was not going to pay that. And so we did find her a single family next to her son in Colorado. But we were looking for duplexes, and man, it is a tight market. And it's really interesting to note, back in January of 17, the months of inventory was almost a year. And then it dropped dramatically, and it kind of went up in October. It was like a 3.8 month supply of inventory. And then after that, it just dropped down to 2 months, 1.4, 1.7. Now it's kind of crept back up to about a 4 month supply of product. But still, you can see how many people, when they lost their homes, they were looking for an investment. And what better than a 3-bedroom duplex on one side and a 2-bedroom on the other? You can make that into, live in one unit and get rent from the other one and wait for your home to be built. So it's a pretty competitive market. Obviously the product is a little scarce, especially the nice ones, but when they come up, they're pretty well being purchased. So if you have a duplex you're thinking about selling, now obviously is a time where we have a very tight rental market. And I think folks, either if they can't buy, live in a single family, I think a duplex is probably the better alternative than, say, moving into a large, apartment complex. You have more privacy. Usually the walls are, separated by a garage, so you don't have, any noise from your neighbor. So they're a pretty good deal. So if you're thinking about buying a duplex, just be aware that, it's starting to creep up a little bit as far as the month supply of inventory. But as far as the amount on the market, it's still pretty skinny. Okay. I mean, right now, I think there's like a total of 18 properties for sale in Sonoma County duplexes. So very, very tight. But, pretty solid investment. The rents we're getting for duplexes, pretty much at record prices. Recommend a great company for management. That's DD's Rentals. Keith Becker over there has, helped us out when it came to the rent control issue. But he's very thorough in his analysis. If you're a landlord, looking for someone to help you manage your properties. And, in a lot of investors feel they need to manage their own properties. And the problem with that is that you kind of spread yourself thin. And you got to be careful also with thinking you can write that off. All right. There are very strict rules when it comes to managing property and what the IRS considers to be, management. I mean, if you're saying I'm managing my property myself, they have a whole set of rules regarding what percentage of your work is managing real estate, and it's very, very tough. So talk to your tax accountant, and we recommend, is that an oxymoron? Tax accountant. Talk to your accountant. It's hopefully somebody who does, obviously real estate. So, but we recommend Cromwell Tax and Bookkeeping. But Keith Becker at DD's Rentals, they do a really nice analysis. We had two properties they were managing that we sold, and I was very impressed with, they're right on top of the situation as far as maintenance, keeping fabulous records, showing the cash flow analysis for the year. So you got to be very careful how you manage your properties. And, why should you do that, guys? Get a professional in there so when something breaks, it'll call you at home at 3 a.m. Why do you want that? Okay, I know there's still those guys out there that want to manage their properties and they save a few bucks. But if you're going to do any kind of leverage, or if you're going to be buying more than, say, one unit, if you own 15 or 20 units, you know, unless you're, that's your full-time job is living off your properties and managing them, that's fine. You can do that. But if you have another career and you're trying to build your wealth, you know, you managing your property is the surest way to a major migraine every day. So, you know, there are people out there that do a fabulous job. We have a properties in Georgia we told you about, and we have a fabulous company there. We're just switching management companies, and, you know, they do a very good job. They take care of everything for us long distance. Of course, I have one of my best friends who lives in the area, so he keeps an eye on the property for me and all that kind of good stuff. But it's the only way you're really going to get some leverage. And also, you know, there's a show, I think, on KSRO after Pat's occasionally. I think it's a Dave Ramsey show. And he talks about, like, the big thing with him is having no debt, which is, I guess, okay. But you know, it's nice not to have any debt. But if you're building, okay, a real estate portfolio, you know, and you're going to be buying cash for each property, you guys, you know, that's why God gave us investors, okay, and excuse me, why they gave us banks to loan money to people to buy property, especially investment property, with a good portion down, and then you have your tenants pay your mortgage off. That's the whole concept of owning real estate, is that you don't pay that mortgage off. The people that are renting it from you pay that mortgage off. That's why we have rentals, you know. And you don't, you know, if you want to go with and buy cash for every property, how all the more power to you. But your return on your investment is going to be a heck of a lot less, all right? The, you know, and when you look at our country, I'm not saying go out and be a Donald Trump kind of a leverage guy where he goes bankrupt and, you know, does all sorts of strange, weird things. But if you buy it, you know, with 20, 30% down, and if it cash flows, that's all the more power to you. All right. Don't bank on appreciation to be the end all. Unfortunately, in our area, because of our prices, a lot of people bank too much on appreciation being the savior. I remember during the height of the market back in 2006, 2007, there was the PD had an article about investors who were buying in that market. And they were going to say, yeah, we have a $600 a month negative cash flow. I mean, they're feeding that property $600 a month. And then we all know what happened. You know, the market tanked. Any equity they had was gone. All right. And then they basically ended up, you know, getting rid of the properties. Now, if they had bought, you know, with maybe 20, 30% down, they could, you know, leverage through that. You know, they could, you know, the best would pay for itself. Because if you're buying smart when it comes to real estate and you're not banking totally, you know, and you can't do it in this marketplace anyway. You can't get the 100% financing. But, you know, you're putting a good amount down and the cash flows. It doesn't matter what the market does because the rents are going to still be here. All right. The market can go up and down. Don't bank on appreciation to be the end all game when it comes to investment properties. And if you want to chat about looking at a duplex, or if you have a duplex or 1 to 4 units that you're thinking about selling, I would love to help you out. You can also give me a call. Another number, Joe, 322-8503. That's my number.
That's the most important one.
Yes, 322-8503. So, good talking to you all again today. I'm going to go down to Runner Park at 1 o'clock, 1446 Gregory Court, 529, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Come by and say hello. I'll be down there from 1 to 4 o'clock. This is Mike Kelly. It's been another great day. It's supposed to rain today, so keep your umbrella handy. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.